For now, let's look at the minutes. But before we do that, when we started the meeting, we have noted the apologies of minutes and the DG was not recorded the apologies from our own members. We have the apology from Honorable Mitaisa, who's attending a party meeting in Johannesburg. Honorable Klengwe, who usually send an apology, never attended the meeting. So I think the headquarters is very clear. It's in Johannesburg. Johannesburg is the center of everything. The members, you've got a copy of the minutes. Let's start with the 14 April minutes, page 1, page 2, page 3, page 4, page 5, page 6, page 7, page 8. Can we get a mover for the adoption of the minutes? Honorable thing. There is a proposal for the adoption of the minutes seconded. I want seconded for the minutes. Thank you very much. The meeting has been adopted as a true reflection of the minute. Sorry. The minute has been adopted as a true reflection of the meeting of the 14th April 2015. The second batch of minutes, 28th April, page 1, page 2, page 3, page 4, page 5, and page 6. Any move up for the adoption? Go to Mandela.
Thanks, sir. Not to move for the adoption of the minute of the 28th of April. Thank you.
Thank you. Second, another thing.
Second, Chair, just drawing our attention to the large point, bullet point on page 6 on the minutes of those workshop workholder committees when the department dealt with the bills. I think it's important that we do get it. Because of the issue I raised in this morning's meeting, Chair. The bullet point there, only one on page 6.
Oh, okay. If you check on your program, on the 9th of June, we'll be looking at that.
Okay.
Yes.
maybe what I think what we need to do is to get a way of abstracting Metta's horizon in our minutes and the teacher. We should have a way of abstracting Metta's horizon from the minute so that things does not get lost in the process. And then there is the bench of the minutes of 8 May, page 1. Page 2. Page 3. Any more questions for the adoption? Good Mandela.
Thank you, Chef. I'd like to move for the adoption of the minutes of the 8th of May 2015. Thank you.
Seconda. Honorable Samwani, thank you very much. The 12th of May minutes, page 1. Page 2. Page 3, page 4, page 5. Can we get the mover for the adoption? Another program question.
Chatterson, I move the adoption of the minute.
Second. Honorable Young Blue, thank you very much.
And second.
The head of the meeting on 15th May, page 1, page 2, page 3, and page 4. The mover for the adoption, Honorable Young Blue.
I propose that we get the minutes of the meeting.
Proposal to adopt by Honorable Yunglu, seconder. Honorable Bakagwane, thank you very much. we have now adopted all our minutes. In terms of our program, there is a letter from the Minister of Finance, which inviting nomination of candidates to serve on the land bank. They've got 3 vacancies. But the worrying factor, members, as I was looking at the letter, is outdated. I don't know what happened to the letter. The letter shows that the minister has signed it on the 17th of March, and then the deadline was supposed to have nominated by 20 April. So I'm not sure what's happening with this. I said to Albertina, I must check whether they sent it late or it was delayed in the speaker's office. Then what do we do about it? Is it still valid? Because we don't want to go through the exercise, which might be useless. so I think in the meantime, members, let's forward the CVs to Albertina, and then in the next meeting, if we have to go through it, we'll then solicit and forward it if it's still relevant. But for now, the letter is so outdated, and we just need the explanation why. Honorable.
Thanks, Honorable Chair. I wanted to suggest that before members could engage in a laborious exercise of putting up CVs, because that could be tiring, that maybe we get the chair to try and establish faith around this. Because if it is indeed a legislative imperative that in the board of land bank must have people drawn from the portfolio committee of agriculture, I'm sure that they would give due consideration. It might assist to establish the facts before members really start doing. See, these are very emotional, I say. You know, so.
No, I don't have a problem with that. But the process is like members, we have had, as a portfolio committee, we are given opportunity to nominate. But it's not us alone. So if the deadline was the 20th, it might be that our nomination can just be for nothing. So we need to get that clarity, and I agree with you, we'll do that. But I was saying that because already we had a week with the director. Again, if we are still going to wait for me to come with an answer, don't have CV, if they say we'll give you 1 week extension, then what do you do? So we'll communicate maybe through the SMS just to check what the answer, whether it's still our nomination will still be valid at that time. Thank you very much. There is a supper invitation. Actually what happened was that they actually invited individual members. So we then said for us to be able to process it as a committee, they must send the invite to the committee so that members can go there on behalf of the committee, not on their own. It's an invitation to attend the Animal Congress exhibition in Gauteng, 23rd to 25th. Last week of June. So we need 3 members, because I don't think we should all of us go there. You want to go? Or you want?
Okay, I wanted to ask a question. Are we not going to have committee meetings that week?
Where's the program? I think what is important is to say that we don't have to go, all of us. 23 is just a return event. We don't have anything in terms of our business program. Not my program. So the business program is just a return. 23rd, 25th June is a ZAPA conference. So I thought, no, if there is any parliamentary activity that is going to take place. But I think in principle, we have not had the invitation. We'd work and delegate 2 or 3 people to go to the conference. I think it would not be wise to go as a committee. So those that are available can indicate to Albertina, and then we'll select the 3 with powers vested on me. I think members, if you still remember. So remember, I need to do the supper. You still remember we had a lot of questions about the system, how they operate, and the brining thing and all those things. It's important that we send delegates and who will come back and give us the feedback what we have observed and what is it that we've seen in that conference, and what are the farmers are saying about it, because it's very important to understand issues of affecting farmers. So even if we are going to have a committee meeting, we'll delegate 1 or 2. If there is a need for a quorum, we'll have at least 1 person. The last one is a letter from the minister. Of course, already was put it on the agenda. That consists of implementation of evaluation of nutritious intervention for children under five. Okay. I'm being reminded, but not for this meeting. Thank you very much, members. You can, the meeting is adjourned.